I like this. All right.
All right, Mike. So I want to tell people that it's not too late to join the attendee directory, the delegate directory. This is how you can connect with fellow attendees at TechEd Europe. Adam, you should be signed up as part of that.
That's right.
Listing your Twitter account, your blog account, whatever you want, so people can find people that you want to talk to.
Similar interests, yeah. Matter of fact, we've got, it was part of the feedback we've gotten from attendees is, how can you help me network? Because that's one of the top reasons people show up. And the delegate directory or the attendee directory is the way to do that. So you can list almost anything you want. Twitter names, URLs, emails, things like that. You can choose, or you can choose to opt out, of course. And matter of fact, the number here, so far 1,789 people, that's actually as of
close
a couple
to 2,000.
Almost 2,000 people have already decided to list themselves out there.
So even though you've already registered, you can go back to the website and opt in for this attendee directory.
Right. And by the way, it's only available to registered attendees.
That's
This is not a public thing, so it's just for people who attend TechEd.
Oh, cool.
So what else? The session builder. Mm. So this is where you can go in and pick the sessions that you want to attend so you can build your agenda. That's live now. So and that really helps us. That's important information for us because it helps us determine which sessions are really popular so we know which size room to put it in.
Yep. And I want to stress this because a lot of people don't think about what sessions they really want to go to until it gets pretty close to the event.
Yep.
Matter of fact, I'd even say we're a little early for a lot of people. But if you go there now and do this, we will use the data behind the scenes to figure out which of these sessions are super popular. Because a lot of times, you know, we can read the tea leaves, but we can't always get it 100% right.
Should we repeat sessions? Are we going to, you know, small room, big room?
That's right. We leave slots open for repeats. And all this data helps us more intelligently make these decisions. So even if you just think you're helping us out, and you're going to tweak the schedule later, it will help us by putting that data in there. So that's good. And you have to log in to do that.
That's right.
Yep.
There's always a couple of sessions that people get turned away from, and it's like, if we knew how popular it was going to be, we could have put
it
in a bigger room.
And this data helps us out, so go fill that out. And there's a couple Twitter things.
OData.
OData has been
a common
theme.
Makes me think of Doug Purdy.
Yeah, that's right. It does too. And the OData feed, we had a version of it, but it didn't quite meet the OData specs we needed.
That's right. So we're improving it. Mm-hmm. Coming soon, right?
And it should, matter of fact, by the time this show posts, I'm guessing it's probably going to be out there. So thank you for your patience on that one. And then the last one is there's been lots of tweets about BOF session proposals. By the time this airs, I think they'll all be in. But thank you, everybody, for submitting the BOF proposals. I think we'll have some
birds of a feather.
Yeah.
Yep. And those are ones that you can add to your agenda as well, the lunch sessions.
Yep, you bet.
So with that, we have a guest today, Adam Carter. Hello.
Welcome.
Hey, guys.
Adam is one of our colleagues. He's a technical evangelist in our group, and he works on a lot of the server products, and he works with IT professionals, and he's going to be in Berlin with us. And he and his team, they work on TechNet Edge. And, well, tell us first what TechNet Edge is.
First of all, this is, I almost kind of, I don't know if I feel like a traitor, but certainly a stranger in a strange land, because everything I do is on TechNet Edge. well, obviously people know what Channel 9 is, which kind of grew out of originally, let's talk to developers and have a conversation with developers. And it's where I got my start years ago. I actually have videos you can still find out here on Channel 9. But we realized we wanted our own place for IT pros, and that's what TechNet Edge is, and that's where all my videos go now. I had, I think, 2 videos on Channel 9 and close to 200 on Edge now.
Wow. So what kind of video would you find there? I mean, give me a sample of some of them.
So there's a few different things. My colleagues and I, we kind of have our, you know, elite team of super soldiers that are based here at campus. Going in with camcorders into somebody's office, a program manager, what are you working on? Show me something cool. Why do IT pros care? And can you do the whole thing in 10 or 15 minutes? Because IT pros don't have more time than that to listen. So that's kind of our, you know, that's really the strategy. That's what we try to
do.
So it
would be like desktop deployment, Active
Absolutely.
Directory, Exchange, these kinds of things?
Yeah, I work a lot with the desktop guys. So, you know, I'm always over at Building 37, talk to the Windows guys. What's new? What's coming? What are you doing about this? And we shoot a lot of those videos. And I've got colleagues doing the same thing for server security, management. In addition, we got lots and lots of talented people that don't work here in Redmond, and they provide us screencasts and things as well on things that they're doing. So just a wealth of IT pro. There's tons of stuff out there on just about anything you want to learn about. So
very specifically in Berlin, one of the things that you're going to be doing is that within the Partner and Expo Hall, in the middle of it, we're going to have a Connect lounge, a Connect area, and you and your team are going to kind of be doing interviews up on stage, right?
That's the plan. We have a history with TechEd in Europe. We actually launched. We're having our third birthday this year.
Oh, really? Congratulations.
There will be celebrations of
lots of
German beverages involved.
Hint.
But that's the plan. We're celebrating because this is where we launched, was at TechEd in Europe. And, we've always had a presence there. This year we want to do a bigger thing. We worked really closely with the Channel 9 Live guys at TechEd in New Orleans. And it makes a lot of sense for us to do this on Edge. You know, we see that most of the audience are IT pros.
70%.
A lot of the content is more IT pro focused, so it makes sense for us to drive a lot of that and host that. So this year, you know, the big presence will be from us at Edge. Plus, the Channel 9 guys are super busy with PDC 2 weeks earlier.
That's right.
So we are going to carry that. So we will have a stage. We will be shooting live. People can come by and ask questions or watch video, you know, watch the interview process. And then we'll be publishing those on Edge as quickly as
we
can.
So how do people at home get engaged? Do you have like a Twitter account or a hashtag or something?
Yeah, they'll be able to tweet questions, and we will, as we're still putting our schedule together as we figure out who's going to be there and who we're going to talk to. But we will be, we'll try to get that into the schedule builder, so people that want to look at and, you know, plan us into their schedule can do that. If they want to ask questions or provide us questions ahead of time to ask the interview candidates, just tweet those. At TN Edge is our Twitter account. So that'll be a good way to track what we're doing and what's happening with us.
So it sounds like there's a schedule, like a programming schedule, if you will.
That's the plan.
You guys are trying to line up of people who are probably speakers, I'm guessing, maybe even keynote speakers.
Yep.
People who basically are attending the conference and presenting.
Yeah.
You're going to have follow-up questions, deeper dive questions.
Yep.
What's the sense of these interviews?
Exactly right. Those kinds of things. You know, and we're putting that list together, and we've invited all the executives that are there for keynotes and product launches to come in and tell us about what they're doing. And really, that's kind of my whole goal, is let's cut through the marketing spin and just tell me what the real story is here. Mm-hmm. These guys have 10 minutes before their phone starts ringing, so let's boil it down for them.
Good.
That's what we're trying to do, and absolutely, yeah. Get to the heart
of
what's
happening.
Who are
some of the team members that will be there with you?
So, my colleague Joey Snow, Joey's got some presentations, but he's going to help us out and do some interviews. And then David Tessar, he's kind of our security guy. We'll tackle a lot of the security
stuff.
And
I know Joey actually was responsible for some content at TechEd North America.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a guy who's in deep in TechEd also.
Yeah.
And David probably as well. But I specifically remember Joey being quite involved in a lot of the content we actually put on at the event.
Yeah.
So a lot of good history and context.
Yeah, and he's got sessions again in Berlin. So, you know, depending on how much time he's got for us, you'll see him on stage as well.
Now, is there a way for me, as an attendee of TechEd Europe, is there a place for me to ask questions in an audience? Is there an audience? Or is this...
We will have some seating there, and there potentially is a chance to ask questions live.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the best way to get your questions in is to send them to our Twitter account. Watch the Twitter account when we start publishing a schedule. Tweet your questions so we can get them ahead of time and be ready with them. We're not sure how the logistics are going to work. Are we going to have a microphone we can pass around in the audience?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll look at figure out how to do that. Mm-hmm. But I would say Twitter is going to be the best way to make sure your question gets asked. Mm-hmm.
And what's important for you about going to conferences like TechEd and really interacting with these attendees? What do you learn from these people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is absolutely the best part for me. You know, like I said, I do desktop stuff. So last year I did a lot of Windows 7 launch events. I was in, I think, 15 cities for Windows 7 launch events. And for me, it's connecting with people and getting the real stories. I just did it again. I was in Vancouver last month for a conference, presented for a couple of days. And again, it's connecting with people. That's what I live for. We, you know, never let it be said that Microsoft has an ivory tower in Redmond.
Right.
But there's kind of this perception that we come up with stuff and maybe don't. We aren't as good at getting feedback as we could be. And that's, you know, that's the part I love about conferences. Mm. Talk to people. What do you like? What do you hate? Because I know the guy we can go and talk to and
exactly.
see how they're solving that in the next release.
Yeah, and I want to comment on that, because we talk about some of the behind the scenes, you know, what goes on behind the scenes putting these events on, and the whole point about engaging with attendees. And I know as attendees, like when I was an attendee before I worked at Microsoft and I wanted to show up at an event, it was a very inspirational, exciting, liberating thing for me.
Yeah.
I want attendees to know that we look just as forward to the event.
Totally.
And actually interacting with the attendees as they probably look forward to just being at the event. It's very interesting, because we spend a lot of time in cubes, in offices, planning things.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And man, getting to interact directly with attendees at an event is a huge buzz.
Yeah.
Big energy lift.
Yeah. I spent a couple of hours in a planning meeting yesterday where we're all going, I think this is what IT pros want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is what IT pros need. And events like this is where we confirm a lot of that. It's where I want to hear from them. What is it you really need, or what is it you really want to hear about? So we can do it for you.
So you're in the center of the big room. What hours? I mean, you guys running the whole time? Do you start after the keynote?
We're going to be there for a couple of days. So, yeah, the keynote is like Monday evening.
Yeah, that's right.
So we're going to start Tuesday morning with our broadcasts.